Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, Every Patient's Advocate. Well, this has been fun for me this morning, preparing for this next conversation with a young man who is a winner in many ways. Yes, as I told you at the start of the show this morning, Goose is in the house. That would be one Mr. Augusto Perez, Goose to his friends. Good morning, Goose. We're happy you could join us this morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with how you happen to be joining us this morning. I understand you were the opening act, shall we call it, for Latino Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yes, I had the honor to do the opening speech for the Hispanic Heritage Month this year.
Well, and it seems to me that you were an excellent choice for a number of different reasons. So we're going to start with a foundation, and then I think we're going to be surprising our listeners with exactly where this conversation is going. Let's start. You were a student at Lemoyne.
I went to Lemoyne, graduated in 1987 with a Spanish and Education major.
Spanish and Education. So you intended to be a
school teacher.
A school teacher. Life has not taken you in that direction, has it?
No, I think life takes a few tumbles.
Yes, it does.
You never know what's going to happen, but you take it with a grain of salt and do the best you can with it.
And you remain flexible.
Yes.
And you do. And you were at Lemoyne. You fell in love. You got married.
Yes.
And then started having problems with your leg.
It was a little bit sad. And after I left Lemoyne and I started working, I met my wife. We got married within 3 months. And basically, about a couple of weeks before our wedding anniversary, I went to the doctor thinking that I ripped a muscle on my leg or something. And he told me I have an appointment with an oncologist the following day. And from there, I ended up in major cancer surgery. And that was my anniversary and honeymoon trip to my wife.
Oh, my gosh.
Trip to the hospital.
And how old were you?
I was just turned 27, I believe.
That had to have been just absolutely frightening.
It was different because there is no cancer in my family. I don't drink, don't smoke, don't do drugs. I was a soccer player with a scholarship at school, and I got cancer in my legs.
That is an amazing story. So you had cancer, and you decided to go ahead and have your leg amputated.
Well, before that, first surgery was in 2000.
Uh-huh.
Then I have a recurrent in 2002, mm-hmm. and then I have a recurrent in 2003, and that's when we decided to amputate because I already took so much radiation.
Yes.
The chemo wouldn't make a difference with my kind of cancer. And losing the leg was a better choice than letting the cancer get to my chest where the doctor couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I looked at the choice as a half full glass because he was upset he had to amputate my leg and I was happy that it wasn't in my chest.
Yes, yes. Well, and so what you did was you kept it from spreading to the rest of your body.
Yes.
That's why, yeah.
Yes.
You were treated at University Hospital.
University Hospital, yes.
And went through their cancer program.
Yes. It almost seems like an AA meeting, the cancer program. Actually, yes. I was here in 2002 and 2003. And I could say I have fun memories. It's not fun to go through cancer, but I have no complaints about the hospital or the staff. It made it much easier than a lot of people will think.
They end up being almost like family, don't they?
Yes, I still stop by to the radiation department and say hi to them when I get a chance.
Uh-huh.
I still remember a few of the nurses who take care of me. And
they saved your life.
Yes.
They did. It's a big deal.
Yes.
A big deal. Well, you found yourself in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And you're an athlete.
Yes.
So where did you go from there?
Well, I have to get back into sports because it was basically mental therapy
mm-hmm.
for my wife to get me out of the house.
Uh-huh.
If I don't do sports, I'm not a happy person. I get cranky because I have a lot of energy. So after I had my leg amputated, my twins were born a year after. So I took another year off to help my wife with the kids. And after that,
Let's talk about your kids, because in the midst of all of this.
Yeah, a year after I lost my leg in 2003 and my twins were born basically almost a year and a week after I had lost my leg. And I tell doctors it's the only time I left the hospital with something with me instead of leaving stuff behind.
With a plus instead of a negative. So you have four-year-old twins.
Four-year-old twins, a boy and a girl.
A boy and a girl. Yeah. And their names?
Ainhoa and Iker.
Ah, wonderful. And I've seen a picture. And your family is just beautiful. All right. So now, this is now 2004.
In 2004 they were born. And then 2005,
uh-huh.
I got the okay for my wife to get back into sports.
And back into sports. All right. But you didn't just get back into sports.
It was an accelerated process.
Okay.
I tried basketball, and it was fun, but I was as bad as I was when I used to walk.
I see. So the wheelchair did not improve your shooting skills.
No, it was fun. It was good exercise, but it was just a fun thing to do. I tried golf, but... it was just fun.
Yeah.
It was just a fun thing to do. But then in October, through Citroen Rehabilitation Center in Utica, they got in touch with me to try wheelchair curling.
Curling. Mm-hmm. And people are thinking curling, but you're talking about the sport they've seen in the Olympics on the ice with the curling stones.
Yes.
And I loved the metaphor you used. You said it's a little bit like... Playing.
It's like playing chess on ice. And
like playing chess on ice.
When I went to Torino and we had the other teams, we used to tell them we are the brains of the games.
When you went to Torino?
Yes.
And why did you go to Torino, Italy?
Italy.
And you went there for?
For the Paralympic Winter Games.
The Paralympic. And when was that held?
It was in March of 2006. They're always held a couple of weeks after the regular Olympics.
All right. So you're talking now less than 2 years after getting into curling.
6 weeks.
In a wheelchair.
Yes. I started in October. Uh-huh. I made the Paralympic team in December. And I was in Torino in February of 06.
So clearly you found something that you could do very well.
Yes.
And you won a medal.
Not in Torino. In Torino we did all right. It was in our best performance, but we laid the foundation. 2 years later in Switzerland at the World Championships, we won the first ever medal for the U.S. We won the bronze.
Fabulous.
And we, because of our performance in Switzerland and Sweden the year before, we got enough quality points to qualify Team USA for the 2010 Vancouver Paralympics.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Which is it's a big deal because you not only have to compete at the Worlds, you have to finish as high up as you can to get points to go to the Paralympics.
Very interesting. And that's kind of a little bit different of how we're used to people qualifying for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And what happens? Do you get sponsors for these kinds of things? You wish.
I wish. If somebody's listening over there, I can use a few because I don't do it for the money.
No. Really, you do it for the love of it.
For the fun and for the sanity of my wife.
Well, and you know, you're also leading by incredible example, because let's talk about what your day job is for a moment. What is it that you get up and go to do each morning?
I work for Arise part-time. I work with people with developmental disabilities. Mm-hmm. I help them with daily skills, money management, and street safety, anything that they, depending on the client that I'm working with, whatever their needs is, I try to help them out.
So that goes back to your teaching background.
Yes.
And are they all Spanish-speaking?
No, actually, all the ones that I have, they're English-speaking.
Native English-speaking. Are you teaching them some Spanish, I hope?
I try to do a few words here and there to break the ice.
That's great.
Sometimes.
And so that really does keep your foot in the Spanish-speaking, and so you're doing some of that education, because you said you do some translation work, too.
Yes, it gives my last and only food.
Yeah, your last note.
In track.
Very good. No pun intended, right?
Yes, it gets me mentally sharp because it forces me to think out of the box, because sometimes you have to be able to work it out with people of different needs. You got to be able to be patient and to work. It helps me out in everyday life because it makes me think that when things can be bad, you should be happy because they are not as bad as you think.
Yes, and they could always be a whole lot worse than they are.
Yes,
and
you shouldn't be happy because somebody else is worse than you, but you shouldn't complain about how bad you are.
It puts it all into perspective, doesn't it? Yes, it does.
Yes.
All right, I want to kind of switch back here to some of the athletics you're involved in, because I think people would be just fascinated by the scope of all of this. So we're talking about basketball. Now, I've also heard that you've run... In your wheelchair, I guess, what, in the Mountain Goat?
Yes.
And the Boilermaker?
I done the Boilermaker. Mm-hmm. I done the Mountain Goat twice, the 10-miler, on my everyday chair. I done the Arkansas Onondaga Half Marathon, the Rochester Half Marathon.
Uh-huh.
And then what I do, because I have to negotiate how many sports I can do, I hooked up a bicycle car to my wheelchair, and I pull my twins for 5K races with my wife running next to me.
Oh, my gosh. So she's running.
She's running next to
me. And you're in the chair, and the kids are behind you.
Yes, and usually saying faster.
Great.
But they get heavier and heavier every year.
Yeah, I guess they do, well, because they're getting bigger and bigger each year. They don't realize yet what their father has accomplished.
They know every time they see a medal coming to the house. Daddy, did you win that? Did you win that? And as soon as I get home, they'll take it away from me, and they wear it for a while.
Oh, gosh. And so, and how many medals have you earned?
Let me see. I won the Wheelchair National Championship 3 times.
Uh-huh.
I won the...
And that is all curling?
That's in curling. Uh-huh. And then I have a world bronze medal from Switzerland this year. I won the Sportsmanship Award in 2007 in Sweden.
Uh-huh. Again, all curling.
This is all curling.
Uh-huh.
Then we won a couple tournaments up in Ottawa. In canoeing. Canoeing. Adaptive canoeing. I won my first year, I won nationals for the V12 500 mm-hmm. meter sprints, and I qualified for the world solo 500 meter sprint races. And this last August in Sacramento, California, we finished silver on the V12 500 meter team event, and I won the gold championship. The gold medal at the World Championship for the first time on the solo 500 meters.
That is fabulous. Well, Goose Perez, Augusto, but no, Goose Perez, no. How long have you been Goose?
Ever since I can remember, because it was shorter and most people can't pronounce my name properly, so they call me Goose.
They call you Goose. That's fabulous. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. You are certainly an inspirational young man, and it's such a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you for having me.
And listeners, we need to take a break, but we will be back in just a few minutes. This is SUNY Upstate's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.